We first published this good news story about 2 years ago, and it is so timely once again. In September, the last part of September 2022, is it finally time to push the start button? Are you ready to move to Costa Rica? There are so many people who are starting the process of moving to Costa Rica. And I want to tell you what Joseph Addison said around 1712, over 300 years ago. He who hesitates is lost. Drew Houston, if you have a dream, you can spend a lifetime studying, planning, and getting ready for it. What you should be doing is getting started. Dawson Trotman, the greatest amount of wasted time is the time not getting started. And Zig Ziglar, the motivational speaker, you don't have to be great to start, but you have to start to be great, huh? Dolly Parton, if you don't like the road you're walking, start paving another one. And Walt Disney, the way to get started is to quit talking and begin doing. Pushing the start button, it's that big old green thing. You can't miss it. It's a simple process. Line up your right forefinger with your right eye, extend your arm, lower your hand, and push the darn thing. It's as simple as that. It will click. A very loud siren will go off and red lights will flash. It's kind of fun. And that designates the point at which you're starting a new life. By completing this easy move, you will finally be on your way to Costa Rica. Sure, there's a lot of things to do in between the pushing of the green button and walking into your new home in one of the happiest countries on the planet, but that will work itself out in due time, step by step. The hard part is always getting started, isn't it? My dad always used to ask me, how do you eat an entire elephant? I didn't know the answer at age 8. He followed his question up by saying, one bite at a time, little Skippy. Makes sense to me. An overwhelming task always seems huge, and sometimes one cannot even see the finish line, but it gets easier as you begin your journey, and it starts by getting started. What will I do with all of my household furnishings? How do I ship my car over there? Will my dog be allowed to come? How do I forward my mail? Can I start a bank account in Costa Rica? Do I need to apply for my legal status, or can I be a perpetual tourist for the rest of my life? Do I need to learn Spanish? How expensive is it to live there? How about all of my medicine? How are the hospitals there in case of emergency? So many questions, so much to think about, and so many things to do. It does seem a bit overwhelming at first glance, and there are many things to take care of before you go and then when you arrive. But like everything else, the first thing to do is to decide to do it. Then get started with a process ahead of you. When you first think about doing something, something big and life-changing, the thought of doing so can be overwhelming. So your first action should be breaking it down into smaller steps that you can deal with one at a time, more manageable steps. There's usually a logical order to things. Once you have the order of steps, you have a series of smaller goals to focus on one at a time. With smaller steps, there's more focus and usually a more apparent place to start each one. Once you know the first step, you can zero in on what you need to do to accomplish it. This is the key. If you work through it step by step, then not only will you finally reach your goal, you will enjoy the process. That's the most important thing, is enjoying the process along the way. You will feel darn proud of yourself for being able to proceed successfully. Even with your goal of being in Costa Rica by a certain time in the future, even when you break it down into simple, tiny steps, it can still be overwhelming if you think too much about the final steps first. You can get so worried about whether or not you'll be able to finish the final stages that you don't even begin the first ones. Worry about the initial problems at first and don't get caught up in issues that don't even exist yet. So with all of this in mind, if you know that you want to move to Costa Rica, if you're totally certain that this is the correct path to take at this point in time, begin now, today, right after you quit listening to what I'm having to say. Commit yourself to your plan, create a working outline, and then proceed with reckless abandon. Consider this. You are the chief pilot for Southwest Airlines flight number 2344 from New York City to San Jose, Costa Rica. You're taxiing to the runway 43 from the gate. You have just been cleared for takeoff. There are 352 passengers on board. You hit the throttle and are quickly reaching rotation speed on that big 767. What is your mindset? Are you committed to this takeoff, or are you still thinking that perhaps this wasn't a good idea? Well, we both know the answer to that question. You have committed yourself. Well, commit yourself to starting a new life in Costa Rica. Create your plan and begin the process. So many people are doing this right now. These last few months of 2022, they're going to be huge months for individuals and families starting their residency process. And all of them will be living in Costa Rica at least by March or April of 2023. And we hope to see you here as well soon. Much success and Pura Vida. Welcome to one of the happiest countries on the planet, and that's Costa Rica. Hey, I did want to tell you that our main business in Costa Rica is assisting individuals and families in their move to Costa Rica. So I want you to go to Costa Rica Immigration and Moving Experts.com. That's Costa Rica Immigration and Moving Experts.com. Read about the process. And then if you like what you see there and you want some of your questions answered and concerns addressed, please contact us through the website, or you can contact us at my email address, CostaRicaGoodNews@gmail.com. We will assist you every step of the way. Or again, if you just want a few answers, contact us immediately. We'll answer you within an hour or so. Hey, Pura Vida, thanks for listening, and we will see you same time.